You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, I put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for a New England. I'm just looking for...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Care, your circle of care. If you need physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center Referral Service at 100-511.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At the time, people in Paris who want to claim the U.S. is against them all suggest that such comments are helpful in the fight against homegrown terrorism. On Joe Gomez.
The late crowd season for April is 100 milky while hit the road or the town. If you're roughly 1 in 3 Americans, a triple A record number, all of us, evangelism is competitive, kind of like lightning, perhaps funding for manhood. In the U.S. when you...
So keep fulfilling us on the trail, and coffee more, those good, point until you say, and your very first, visit parents,
what? Only fans are part of the day, or rather, once simply, you met enough to refer to it on our mobile stage, determined to play college, because the apps are pocket hard, and are with us on the very ass, and kept it to memory, as teams ish, will be right, or the target, they do, cost to the series, and more. It's a gift like no other, and right now, our center, it's yours to give, in store and at Gata.com.
A German court has ruled that Muslim extremists who patrolled the street for Western Minneapolis Sharia police did not break the law and will not be. Here's USA's Russ Jones.
In September 2014, Iceland was wearing a white jacket where police arrested three officers. They were not laws on forms of this shown blowing alcohol, drugs, gambling, music and concerts, pornography and prostitution. I'm Russ Jones.
Just a level rush, a change in airport security policy means this green to go to basket. Our monetary city will see soldiers is green and steal by sandwich some passengers. You're listening to don't.
You actually can control the escrow accounts. A criminal jar scheme of tax attorneys can collections and get you protected. U.S. tax protection guaranteed quote to get you today. U.S. tax yield 800-479-2697.
Let's turn on serving turkey for missing safety tip supply. Experts in use not buying turkey or buy. They have a true trade that when you get your airplane and radiations, so keep your faith and those of your son brings it after. And around leftovers.
That should really do. And two tons are actually safely in freezer. Claim your air spawn.
Power.com, I'm Dale Sit Review.
Good morning, Steve from Amity.com. At the office of HA Commerce Tinder. We're not getting the second top of MD call entry. Also, have a spin down you visit you. Let me everything to the end. I'm Hunter. It's great to have.
Time is now 7 minutes on Hunter Radio. 15 degrees, we have a weather advisory in effect until 10 a.m. But this fog remains in effect until 10 a.m. Standard time, visibility is 1 mile or less, impacts poor visibility, quarter mile or less, hazard driving condition. Go down, use your headlights, your low beams, and leave plenty of distance of you. The car 52 degrees, 100% chance of precipitation, winds from the north at 2 miles an hour. Today is Wednesday, it is December 23rd. Rain near record high temperatures, a high of 58, winds east at 5-10 miles an hour, chance of rain 100%. Rainfall near an inch. Cloudy with rain ending overnight. Thunder possible in high 58 tonight. Winds south at 5, 10, 20 on air. Chance of rain is 9%. For tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Cloudy sky, they have 73. Southwest winds, 10, 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 2%. The big ice travel, it's 53 degrees or low. Considerable clouds early. Decreased clouds late. Slight chance of a shower. You'll need an umbrella. And maybe a rain slicker.
Chris Parker, I'll create the shower bell later in the day, record high temperature 68 to 40. Saturday, considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers, high 55, chance of rain 6%. Sunday, cloudy occasional shower in the afternoon, record high temperature expected 68 and 50%. And cloudy on Monday, a few showers, high of 45. Remember, it is December. And then, storm luckily on Tuesday, crazy weather. Temperatures in our area, 57 and 51 at Station, 53 in Philbrook, 53 in Frenchtown, 51 in Hartville, 53 in Ringos, 52 in Meriden. Good morning, I'm sure the weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. It's not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key markers. Is it hard? Then find the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective. And don't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's easy to survive. It's a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be expert in 40 days, guaranteed. This let them off. We can't wait to see you. Great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit nthin.com. That's nthin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning Energy, a little Pearl Jam wish list. It is Wednesday, it's the 23rd. Time is after 9. I get you some traffic, find out what's going on our Huntington Road. Now, remind you that we have dense fog there until around 4 or 5 minutes. So, have any smart low beams a little bit further behind the car in front of you. That will help. And that'll avoid you getting on my traffic report from HERTTMA.com. Register with them, you'll get the highway in and out of Huntington County, plus the local roads. Right now, it's quiet out there. And so hopefully everybody is heeding those words. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Radio Traffic. Time for a little history from history.com for December 23rd, 2015. Start off with the story of 1888. On this day, Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh, suffering from severe depression, cuts off the lower part of his left ear with a razor while staying in Arles, France. He later documented the event in a painting titled Self-Portrait with a Bandaged Ear. Today, van Gogh is regarded as an artistic genius, and his masterpieces sell for record-breaking prices. However, during his lifetime, he was a poster boy for tortured, starving artists who sold only one painting. In 73, on this day, following the signing of the Treaty of Paris, George Washington resigns as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army and retires to his home in Mount Vernon, Virginia. Washington addressed the assembled Congress. In 1982, on the day, the Missouri Department of Health and the Federal Centers for Disease Control inform residents of Times Beach, Missouri, that their town has contaminated when the chemical dioxin was sprayed on its unpaved roads, and that the town will have to be evacuated and demolished. By February, the federal and state governments had spent $36 million to buy every house in town except one. Its owners, lifelong residents of Times Beach, refused to sell. In 1985, the city was officially disincorporated. Wonder who thought that one through. In 1862, Confederate President Jefferson Davis declares Union General Benjamin Butler a felon and insists that he be executed if captured. Butler had earned few friends in New Orleans. Indeed, his treatment of the city's residents outraged most Southerners. 1968, the crew and captain of the U.S. intelligence gathering ship Pueblo are released after 11 months imprisonment by the government of North Korea. The ship and its 83-man crew was seized by North Korean warships on January 23rd.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Listening to USA Radio News. These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
There's a new report out that says some Muslims in Jersey City did indeed celebrate the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Mark Mueller is the author of the investigative report in NJ Advance Media. He tells Fox News on the record that while Trump was correct in saying some celebrated, he also exaggerated the numbers.
We found evidence of two small celebrations that took place, one on a rooftop, one on a street, and we found no video evidence of other celebrations. I think we can pretty definitively say that Donald Trump was wrong when he says that there were thousands of people.
Mueller's report attributes retired Jersey City Police Captain Peter Gallagher, who says he cleared a rooftop celebration of 20 to 30 people at an apartment building hours after the Twin Towers came down. NASA's big mission to Mars is now on hold indefinitely. The space agency says it won't launch a new Mars lander next March because of problems with an instrument at the heart of the mission. The lander has been scheduled to touch down in September and measure the planet's interior and atmosphere. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
An Army sergeant is formally charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. More now from USA's Melody Burkett.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl appears before a judge.
The judge explains Sergeant Bergdahl's right to be tried before a panel or a military judge. The judge also inquired if Sergeant Bergdahl wished to enter any motions or a plea. Sergeant Bergdahl deferred all of these decisions to a later hearing.
That later hearing is set for January 12th. Bergdahl, who walked away from his outpost in Afghanistan in 2009, was arraigned by a military judge at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. If he's convicted of the misbehavior charge, he could be sentenced to life in prison. Bergdahl was held captive by the Taliban for 5 years before he was released as part of a controversial prisoner swap. I'm Melody Burkett.
One-third of all Americans will travel over the holidays. A new report by the American Automobile Association says over 100 million people will either hit the road or the skies over Christmas and New Year's.
And we're really attributing that to a number of factors. We look at the economy, and we're seeing continued improvement in the labor market, rising incomes. Low gas prices are a big part of that this year. We're seeing that gas prices have fallen below $2 a gallon.
Julie Hall with AAA says this is the seventh consecutive year of growth for travel during the season. AAA is calling it a record level of holiday travelers. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It's 52 degrees out there. It is fog. Lots of fog. It is a weather statement from an advisory, dense fog advisory. Severe weather alert. Dense fog advisory remains in effect until 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Visibility is 1/4 mile less at times. Impacts poor visibility 1/4 mile or less will lead to hazardous driving conditions. Precautionary preparedness actions. Please take them. And use low beams, folks. Rain showers early will evolve into a more steady rain for the afternoon near record high temperatures. A high of 58. Winds east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 100%. Rainfall near an inch. Rain ending early. Remaining cloudy. Thunder possible. Low 58. Winds south of 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Then cloudy skies late. A high of 72 tomorrow. Winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Welcome to paradise. Christmas Eve, slight chance of a shower. Santa's going to have to use an umbrella. Low 53 and partly cloudy on Christmas in the morning. Increasing clouds with periods of showers later in the day. And record high temperatures expected, a high of 67. Santa's coming in sandals and a Speedo. Saturday with cloudy with showers, a high of 54. Cloudy early with showers on Sunday as well. Record high temperatures in 68. Overcast with showers at times on Monday. Chance of rain 40%. Tuesday, thunderstorms and a high of 54. Wow. Welcome to December. Temperatures in the area 52 in Lebanon, 51 in Tewksbury, 53 in Raritan, 53 in Frenchtown, 52 in Lambertville, 52 in Ringo's. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round the Christmas.
Well, happy holidays, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce, and we're all about Hunterdon County. Well, this is our last show before Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and so kind of sprinkle it with a little bit of holiday cheer, and we'll do our eclectic mix of other things. I'll get to that in a little bit, but kicking it off, a little Christmas music. I've been withholding. I know everybody else has been playing it, but withholding until now, and we'll get to that and all of our show today. And then at the end of the day today, we'll be playing holiday music. All right, let's get the traffic. We have dense fog out there, and I need y'all to be careful because it is hazardous driving conditions. So let's see what's going on. HERTTeam.com will keep you in the know. Register with them, and they will give you the information about the highways in and out of Hunterdon County, plus the local roads. And we have an incident on 523 as of 7:06 this morning. I assume it's been taken care of, but it's an accident in the area of Emery Drive. So be on the lookout for that. And just general conditions, we have fog in the area. Visibility is reduced. Use caution, extra commute time, and low beams. Low beams are how people are going to see you, and you're going to be able to see them. Good morning, Hunter. Hunter Schubert Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll be talking to Diane Lane about travel today around 8:40. Before that, Michelle is not here, so I'll be doing the investment update. So we'll keep you in the know as to what's going on with the markets as of yesterday. And then the rest of the show is an eclectic mix of news about Hunterdon County. Plus, I'm going to play a couple of unusual Christmas songs that I traditionally play on my last day before Christmas. So we'll give you those. So that's it. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. Richard Scuderi comes in. He's from Maven Hill Interiors, comes over here and talks with his service providers and vendors that he contracts with to give you efficient interior design concepts and ideas. And so you learn all about the materials and the ideas from Richard at 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic, who I think has a name like a superhero, does Rocker, Raising Conscious Kids Radio. And she's helping you, who are parents, guardians, and take caretakers of kids, learn how to deal with it and deal with the challenges of a 21st century child through her radio and all the people that she comes in contact with. Dealing with the stress of the holidays, she's got a play of a show that helps you with that. At noon, it is Counselor Chat. Ruth Altamaro Roll gives you insight into how to deal with stress in the holidays as well. So Ruth brings her expertise with 30 years of experience with a practice right here in Flemington. So listen to Ruth to get the latest on all of that. At 1 o'clock, it's Hunter and Young Professionals. Gino Lentini and Eric come on, talking about the 20-somethings who are running a business. 2, it's Modern Design Dilemmas. Richard Scuderi comes back, and he answers your tweets, your emails, your phone calls, your text messages, and any other way that you get in touch with him to help you overcome your design dilemmas. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly come on, bringing up-and-comers that you might want to learn about, authors and public speakers who are part of the Jeannie Murphy Public Relations stable. And then after that, we'll be doing our own Yule Log music. We got a whole bunch of holiday music that we spin from now till next Monday. And so that'll be playing right after Jeannie Murphy signs off. And so if you'd like to have some holiday music constantly playing in your background, you can listen through HuntingChamberRadio.com. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hedin Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hedin Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car to you at the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntingChamber.com. Little David Cook helping me with BrandonLax.com celebration observances for the week and the day. Not much. I don't understand it, man. We action pack all the other months and weeks, but here you have a perfect opportunity, and I guess nobody wants to compete with the holidays. I don't know why. So we're in the middle of Posadas, Saturnalia finishes up today. Gluten-free baking week finishes up tomorrow. On Christmas, it's about time week. That's kind of a wake-up call to you that you've been pushing off everything, and now it's finally 1 week left to do everything you need to do. So it's about time to get to do what you said you were going to do. Remember those New Year's resolutions that you did back in January? Well, you can either start them now or wait until next month and start them again, and obviously not get to them. And we'll start with Kwanzaa on Saturday, and that goes to January 1st. For the week, for the day, it is Human Light Celebration and the Nabi al-Nabi. Have to look both of those up, find out what's that all about. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLox.com. Pick something and get involved. Having a brain hemorrhage. All right, it's vitamin C. Comes from NJ.com. Yesterday we talked about the Boy Scouts. Well, we're not going to leave the Girl Scouts out. Hunterdon County Girl Scouts donate to the Hunterdon Medical Center. So staff at NJ Advanced Media reported yesterday that Girl Scout Troop 80877 from Bennington donated over 100 hats, gloves, and scarves to Hunterdon Medical Center to be handed out to the patients. The fifth grade girls placed bins in their school in order to collect the items. Then they grouped the items by age and wrapped them. The items will be distributed to the pediatric unit, the Hunterdon Behavioral Health, and the inpatient units in the hospital. So yesterday we had the Boy Scouts going over to one of the outpatient facilities for some of the older residents there. And now we have the Girl Scouts helping out some of the patients over at the Hunterdon Medical Center. And we keep throwing kids under the bus saying they don't get it, and yet we have tons of evidence as to how they constantly do the right thing. Thank you to them. Thank you to their parents and their scout masters. And that is why that is vitamin C for today.
Put a smile on your face.
All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who's got a birthday just before
the holiday. We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
All right, let's see who's got a birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday celebration.
The old Disc Jockey Almanac has our birthdays for December 23rd. Here we go. It is Enders Games. Connor Carroll, 17th. Harley Reel, 22. 23rd birthday of Spence Daniels from Star Trek. Singer and actress Anna Maria Perez de Talga is 25. Waterloo Road's Lauren Drummond is 28. Band Slam, Elvie Yost is 28. Snowpiercer, Adnan Haskovic is 33. Model and actress Lara Stone is 32. Playboy Playmate and Wedding Crashers actress Summer Altus is 36. Modern actress Planet of the Apes Stella Warren is 37. TV personality, Girls Next Door, Holly Madison, 37. Miss Virginia, 1990, and Fox News Channel reporter, Shannon Bream, 45. Quantum of Solace, Antol Taubman is 45. As the World Turns, Martha Byrne is 46. Harry Potter movies, Nick Moran is 46. Former First Lady of France, Carla Bruni is 48. The 40-year-old virgin, Shelley Malilla is 51. Primal Fear, Reg Rogers is 51. Pearl Jam lead singer Eddie Vedder is 51. It's the 57th birthday of Joan Severance from Bird on a Wire. Stefan.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. A mall employee remains hospitalized after being shot at a crowded suburban New York shopping mall. It all happened at Roosevelt Field Mall on Long Island yesterday, sending Christmas shoppers running for safety.
I heard three sounds like that only gunshot.
They locked us in and said,
just stand here.
People in the mall.
Now police is just trying to rob a left camera watch on a shot by this several man who's outside the circulator holy shooter. 106 U.S. Armed Forces something and has been definitely one killed an activist for the very unfortunate days after Bebe Nagy they cuffed unit on the stage just right here with a G4 in the yesterday qualified as hopeless must be enough 6 in every national polls. You're listening to USA News.
These men are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Carson, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, excerpts, and more music available at the right Guitar Center. Yours to give. In store at Carson.com.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through participating Exxon or Mobil today. Terms and conditions apply. See Gardner's retail.
There's a new report out that says some Muslims in Jersey City did indeed celebrate the terrorist attacks. Mark Mueller is the author of an investigative report in NJMEA. He tells Fox Rec, while Trust Rec and Sing subsided, he also exaggerated the numbers.
We found videos of two small celebrations that took place, one on a rooftop, one on a street, and we found no type of celebrations. I think it's pretty good to say that Donald Trump belongs. He says that it doesn't
support. He's Peter Gallagher, who's here to root for three people harping, and such an artist on hold. Definitely, so much Mars to be permanent part of the deadly touch in September measure plans here last year. You're listening to SA News.
Individuals and businesses have to employ all 10,000 back or have a mild tax or tax. You can you take back control. The IRS, your tax, your paper, business, and file criminal charges. Art detectors and stop collectors. And you tell us tax yield officer. This package is equal to get protected today. U.S. Shield is a play to BB. Small 9297. U.S. Shield 800-7-2697.
Money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money.
All right, it's time to do the investment update. I don't have Michelle with me today. She's got the day off working on some other things. So let's get you caught up on what took place yesterday. We talked to Michelle, and she said that the futures were rising, and they concluded the same way. So the Dow was up 165 points yesterday, about 1%. The NASDAQ up 32 points, about 2/3%. And the S&P up 17 points, a little over 3/4%. The oil went up again, almost 1.5%, beyond 1.5%. Yen was down slightly, the euro down slightly, and gold down slightly. The big gainers, Ensco PLC up 6.25%, Aniak up 5.8%, Helmerich and Payne 5.8%, and the oil dealers 5.4%. Whole Foods have been getting crushed the last couple of weeks and months, is up 5%. Losers, Chipotle, Mexican Grill, rolled up 5.2%, NetApp down 4.9%, Tesoro, this is ironic because they're in the oil and gas as well, down 2.4%, EQT Corp down 1.7%, and Corvo down 0.76%. Japan down slightly, the Nikkei 29 points, 0.16%. The Hang Seng up 1%. London up 2.15%, 133 points up, that's the FTSE. The DAX up 1.86%, that's Germany. Technology services over the last 3 months has been up 10%, retail trade up 6%. Consumer non-durables up 5%, electronic technology up 2%, finance up 2%. Users, transportation down 4.8%, health service down 5.2%, and mineral 1.37%. So energy minerals stabilizing pretty much at this point. What do you need to know for oil? Well, here we go. Four things from CNN Money to tell you what's going on. B-League restaurant chain Chipotle down 2% ahead of the open on reports of more E. coli cases led in the popular food chain. Chipmaker Micron Technology reported unimpressive quarterly earnings Tuesday evening and causing its shares to plunge nearly 6% pre-market. Nike shares are higher in pre-market trading after beating earnings expectations, and shares in brokerage Guotai jumped to 3 weeks highs in Hong Kong after CEO, who has been missing since November 18th, resurfaced. The company issued a statement saying the CEO had been assisting in certain investigations. UK brokerage firm Panmure Gordon warned it would post an annual loss of 2015, sending shares down 20% in London. Economics. At 8 a.m., the Bureau of Economic Analysis will release data in the personal income and expenditures in November. Also at 8:30, manufacturers' durable goods orders due at the Census Bureau. The Bureau will also post new home sales data in November at 10. And at 10:30, watch for the weekly update of U.S. crude inventory data. International markets. European markets are up more than 1% early trading, while Asian markets ended mixed. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong closed up 1%, oil shares powering the gains. Crude prices jumped nearly 1% off an 11-year low. Data from the American Petroleum Institute revealed an expected fall in U.S. oil inventories. Market loss suggests an OPEC's annual world oil outlook was closed. So let's see what's going pre-market now. So the stock futures, Dow went up 90, pre-market at 16, and the S&P's up 6. Big gainers that are moving pre-market right now, Celgene up 7.16, RIG, Transocean is up 2.95, Nike up 2.7, CME Group up 1.7, Marathon Oil up 1.6, Micron down 7, Chipotle down slightly, Hewlett-Packard nothing. Nikkei is, well, we've already done those. Light crude is at 36.78, natural gas is at 1.91, up 1.32%. Gold down slightly, corn up slightly. And so that is the market update. Looks like we might be starting a last-minute Santa Claus rally. It all depends on the oil, though. It's been moving the markets at this particular point. All right, that's we will talk with Michelle again next week when we come back on Monday. But that is investment update. Now we're going to take another quick break, and we'll get back with more of Good Morning Hunter. I'm going to have Diane Lane on in just a little bit, and we'll talk with her about travel. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter on Huntingtonbury.com. Vincent Van Gogh's birthday today.
Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills. in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It is travel day. There's a guy who's going to be traveling in a couple hours, actually.
Where are you going?
Not me. Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus. Oh, yeah.
He's traveling in a couple hours, so he's getting all geared up. He needs a fog light. I guess Rudolph's going to have to help him today because it's...
Yes, he's going to have to. Yeah,
it's getting a little crazy out there. All right, Diane. We got Diane Lane from DNL Travel. We do this every Wednesday, and I love doing this because you take me in different really cool exotic places. So what are we going today?
I try. Well, I was going to kindly say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And I was going to get into a specific location, and it was something that just happened, and I can't find it that I wanted to talk about. Like, I just blew it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had put out a reader's choice, like people of the best destination. Alaska was number one, Italy was number two, Asia is Japan, South Pacific is Australia, the Caribbean, the U.S. Virgin Islands, which I can understand because it has a little bit of everything. Wow. And Latin America is Costa Rica. Yes, that's the new emerging eco adventure, soft adventure location. Uh-huh. Very safe country to travel,
right.
And it has such a diversity. And you have live active volcanoes, and you have the hot springs, and you have the jungle, and you have the ocean, and the wildlife is unbelievable. And my husband had a ball going because he went on fishing trips with the guys. I mean, fantastic fishing, catch and release, the big sailfish, the marlin, the tuna, the dolphin, you know.
That's in Costa Rica?
In Costa Rica, unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And you have these eco parks that they try to get the kids involved in, like ziplining, adventures, kayaking, whitewater rafting.
Wow.
Because you have the natural waters and energies coming from the live active volcanoes. And they actually have these beautiful lodges that are up in the mountain that you'll see the volcano every night putting on a show.
Wow.
And they understand, you know, you're in elevation. Because, like, if you land in San Jose, you're right at 4,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get acclimated because it's a slow climb. It's nothing crazy.
Yep.
It does take hours to get to different locations. Majority of the people hop on planes like a taxi because they use the money route to go through the country, and they're only starting to get in the infrastructure to move things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to Liberia, which is on the Pacific side of the country,
right.
It's still almost 2 hours from the airport to get to Guanacaste and the Pacific coast.
Mm-hmm.
And there are umpteen resorts and locations there. So depending on what you want to do, they're all-inclusive or adult-only or family, you can have your pick of what areas you want to go to. But be prepared. You're not going to be able to get in a car and go.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You're going to have to go with a guide or a tour or something. It's just not that simple.
Okay.
But fishing, fantastic fishing.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list. Yeah, the fishing is on my bucket list. I got to do that sometime. Marlin and sailfish.
Yeah, but a lot of people go down to Florida, and they also go to the Caribbean. But you can go to Costa Rica, and it's like half the cost. Even though the boat will be about costing you about the same, but if you have a group of men, you share the cost.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a half-day sail, a whole-day sail. You know, all these arrangements can be made. And the Marriott that's down in outside of San Jose offer these trips.
Okay.
As groups, you know, you could set it up, or you can get your own private people to do it. They have them all the time.
Now, I've read and I've seen that the Dominican Republic is also one of the places to do that type of thing, sail fishing
and
stuff.
Well, you have to go north of Punta Cana, to Punta Playa.
Yeah.
And that is just starting to renovate because they just had one of the cruise lines open a destination port for their cruises. So they're starting to bring that back since the hurricane and earthquakes that hit that area. That got hit very hard when that happened. And they're just starting to get it going again.
Okay.
They had a lot of rebuilding to do. But Punta Cana did not suffer from that earthquake.
Okay.
But Punta Playa did.
Yeah. Yeah.
The northern area is also very rocky.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a beach location unless they put the beach in.
Sure.
It's a rough. It's really rough water. So you've got the high adventure people who do the surfing, the scuba diving, the fishing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The reason I heard that you need to be near the continental shelf. Now, that's now when we get down to Dominican Republic that you're getting away from that, but you're still in the deep water. So I guess you're telling me that Cuba has got that same thing, even though Cuba. Costa Rica is telling me that it's got the same thing, even though it's kind of in that crook of between South America and...
They get... It's rough waters. You have the Caribbean side and you have the Pacific side. The Pacific side is rough. There's no guarantee. Yeah. Also, the water's cooler.
Yes.
So, when you follow the whales, okay, if you're, one to follow the encounters of the whales and their migrations and all, they're all over in the Pacific side of Costa Rica.
And so I didn't know that. Wow.
And also the pilot whales. Remember the story of the husband and wife who were on a sailboat and they were going up. They had gone through the canal and was going up the Pacific coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they swore they got attacked by pilot whales.
Yes.
And they survived. And that's true because they are well known in that area. But you don't have to go far off the coast of Costa Rica to get blue marlin and tuna and stuff. It's right there.
I didn't realize this. All right, so you're telling me there are kind of bungalows and houses you can rent in the mountains?
They have that too, and lodges, and they cater to that. But you have to know the right people and the connections to set that all up. And I'm really well connected with that because I meet these people at our trade shows and seminars and what have you. And they want the people to come down. But you got to understand, you're not in a developed location if you want all the glamour that the Marriott and the Hyatt and the Ritz, and you're not going to get that.
Right.
It's just not that way. The European countries are a little above, but they know that because they go to these areas knowing that, okay? Mm-hmm. Because the Europeans do travel. They love to travel to other locations.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, like I said, the Americans are spoiled.
Yeah. And Costa Rica is that's a very small country, right, Costa Rica?
You have to fly to land there. It's a 2 or 3 hour flight.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that simple. My husband, the guys, they were on a bus. Glenn said it was the most horrendous trip to get Manuel Antonio to go fishing because I said they didn't make arrangements to go by plane. He goes, no. It took them all day to get there.
Wow.
Because like I said, it's a 2-lane highway.
Yeah.
And nothing's paved. It's rocks. You know, the town that they were staying in where the park is, where they go fishing?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's on roads. The sewer goes down the street. There's no, you know, city sewers. There's no street light. It's not like that.
Wow.
It's not developed.
Okay.
So you will really see country living other than where the resorts are.
Country, all right, country living, okay.
You know, no paved highways, no sidewalks, no street lights. It's okay. The houses with lights, that's it. You're in the dark.
Okay.
And they did an ATV, four-wheeler, through the jungle and had stopped. I think I said this once before.
Yeah, don't you're going to give me like the heebie-jeebies now. Don't do that.
The big tarantula that's on his back, and he's dead.
Oh, man.
Hanging from the trees. They're not vines. They're snakes.
Nice.
So
I was there, and then you're taking it back again from me. I was sitting there. I was like, wait a minute. I should think about this. Now all of a sudden you're ripping it away from me again, Diane.
You remember that?
I remember that, yes. Whew. All right.
Oh, well.
Going to have to wait for them to catch up a little bit, I think. So.
Oh, yeah. So, right. Anyway.
So you mentioned Alaska as being one of the top destinations, and I've been there, and I'm not going to argue with that, but I'm going to throw in my own personal experience that for a lot of things that happened in Alaska, I got the same experience, if not better, by going to the Colorado Rockies.
Okay, I can believe that.
You had wildlife up there, and the travel was a lot simpler. The lakes and the silt in the lakes were fabulous, and the water and the glaciers. So if you're looking for wildlife and glaciers and a little less travel time, and
go to the Rockies.
Go to Colorado Rockies, Canadian Rockies.
Canadian Rockies, yeah,
Banff,
you can do it.
Lake Louise. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody told me, Chris, you got one more trip to make to some place that you've been before, I would take the Canadian Rockies over Alaska. It was just that stunning. It really was.
Well, because I'm going to tell you why. Alaska is again very hard to travel and
it's a gamble.
Traverse.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's a gamble because when we went to the college fjords, I looked at the fog just like out here. I did get to see them later on. But you have to you have to have an extended trip to make sure that you're going to see what you intended to see.
I have a lot of my family members used to camp, do the RV, and it's an RV or bring their own RV, and they took time to savor it all in. But again, you're doing things on your own. You're not traveling with a group.
Yep.
You're going to encounter wildlife. Are you going to get attacked by a bear because you were in the wrong place because you didn't know? You know, there's a lot of factors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
I know.
Just don't know.
I'll take it over tarantula, though. I'll take that.
But this is different weather. And then don't forget, you only have a certain window to go into Alaska and enjoy a trip. Because end of May, beginning of July, that's when they see the snow disappear, and that's when Denali opens up, that you can go to Denali outside of Anchorage. If there's too much snow, they will not open.
Right.
So you have to know that, even though, but it'll be cold if there is snow and they do open. I mean, it depends on what you like as a person. I mean, animals do migrate at that time of year, so you will see a lot of migration. The tundra will start blooming, and they have such a short span. Like this year, I'm sure they had a beautiful span of warm weather, and now they're getting crappy weather.
Yeah.
But Fairbanks is getting snow, but Anchorage is not right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Colorado is.
Colorado is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that whole area right now is getting dumped. Yep. We're not seeing it. So, you know, if you don't want to travel overseas or travel anywhere and you're into skiing, go west. Right.
Yeah,
now.
There it is. Yeah. The snow's right there.
Yeah.
So.
But the other thing that's been happening is the cruise world. They are really changing what's going to be happening in the next few years, what's coming out. Like Viking has come out with a 930-passenger Viking Sea. It's coming out in April, so it's traveling around and making its debut ocean-going. So it's not going to be a barge. It's a ship.
Okay.
It's a cruise ship. Crystal Cruises is also expanding. They're getting into yacht cruises, and they're going to use smaller yachts to travel in the rivers of the world in 2017. So you're going to see a couple of new things coming out with that.
Cool.
Carnival is coming out with a 4,000-passenger boat.
Wow.
And then Regent is going to have a little 750-passenger all-suite, all-balcony Seven Seas Explorer. So that's coming out this summer. So you're getting the pro, the little boat, and you're getting the big boat.
Is that going to drive the prices down, or is it going to keep it
I don't know. No. I think some people are getting tired of the big crowds. Like you say, when you go to Alaska, you're herded like a herd. You know,
yeah, well, I went on Holland America. It was a lot smaller.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So, and then we did the after we did the cruise, we did the land tour up to Fairbanks and Denali. But
But like Oceania Cruises is coming out with a 684-passenger cruise boat. Seabourn Encore is a 604 cruise coming out in 2017. Silver Sea Cruises is going to have a 600-passenger boat scheduled for 2017. So you're not going to get some of the big boats you thought. And then AMA Waterways is doing two passenger sister ships that only have 160 people, and they're doing the cabins for families. Okay.
Great. All right. So catch
yeah,
on.
Avalon. And Avalon is doing 230-passenger suite ships. So they're going to have suites, a little bigger than what you'd normally see. But nice. They're going to carry 130 passengers along the riverways. But this is like stuff coming out, Avalon Talc. In 2017. Yeah. Again, the long ships have always been there with Viking in Europe. You know, they have more custom-built ones that are smaller for different rivers.
Right.
You gotta have to put your client where they want to go and what they want to do. They do not cater to people who are disabled.
Okay.
That is, you know that. It's tough.
Yeah. No, a lot of the areas in Europe are tough to navigate if you're...
I mean, most of, like, my elderly family in Italy, over the years, they always went to spas. They went to the mountains to the spas. They went to the retreats. They go for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. It's just what they do, and they live longer, and they're more agile and more, I don't know, they do things so differently. They do live at a slower pace than we do here.
Yep.
And I think that makes the big difference. And the other big news is Marriott and Starwood Hotels are joining together.
Oh, really?
So it's going to. Oh, yeah. They're doing some kind of an agreement that they're going to be a huge conglomerate, hotels and rooms and, you know, what's going on. It's like, oh, my gosh.
That's interesting, because Starwood bought somebody else prior to this. I can't remember who it was, but I remember Starwood.
I have to go back and look at it.
Yeah, so wow. That's big news.
And then American Cruise Line is adding different cruises in historical locations like the Columbia and Snake Rivers. They're putting on a 150-passenger ship where Uncruises has one that only holds about 75 people.
Okay.
They're doing new stuff in the Mississippi River. They're starting things from there. They're doing 7 and 10-day sailings. The America, which is to replace America Pride, is another new cruise going on the Mississippi River. And you have the Steamboat Company's 5-day cruise on the American Queen. Big theme, big band theme era, you know.
That's neat.
On the Mississippi round trip from New Orleans.
Wow.
So they're starting to, but I guess people are starting to travel and drive to locations. So it's what's happening.
All right. Well, I want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas. And we'll talk before the new year, but it's been fun to talk with you every week, and I hope you get what you're looking for Christmas.
I hope so, too. And I hope you everybody has a safe journeys and a good food and lots of laughs and cheers.
Yep, there you go.
For the Christmas holiday. And I will all talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Diane. Have a great week.